Question of Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1886. On a balmy, late summer evening, a carriage drew up outside the Langham Hotel in Regent Street. The doorman then hurried to help out a large, eager-looking lady of a distinctly powdered middle age. "Oh, my!" this lady gushed over her shoulder to an invisible companion still within the carriage. "You will just love this." The doorman gave a slight wrinkle of his nose at the lady's very pronounced accent. American. And no doubt her companion would be another one of those young things who sailed across the ocean to hook a very large prize, an English duke or earl. Sure enough, a delicate foot in a purple booty was extended from within, followed by a small gloved hand. The doorman seized the offered hand to guide the passenger out and almost whistled. This one was a real beauty, no doubt about it. Her complexion glowed, and her lips were as red as cherries. Her long chestnut hair framed a face of perfect proportions. Oh, and her eyes! He supposed that their colour could well be called amber, although gold sparkled in their depths. The older woman gave out a kind of cluck, like an angry hen, and the doorman was recalled to his duties. He signalled to a bellboy, who flew to collect the luggage. The older woman sailed up the Langham steps, followed by the young girl, whose eyes were widening all the time at the sheer size and luxury of the London hotel. Why, there was nothing like this back in Albany. In the foyer, the hotel manager stood waiting for Mrs. Winston with a smile as wide as the Mississippi. "Mrs. Winston, welcome indeed to the Langham. We have the best suite for you and your stepdaughter." "I should surely think you have, sir," returned Mrs. Winston. "We reserved it well in advance. I am determined that Madalena should have the best London has to offer." The manager glanced towards Madalena and did a double take. "What a beauty!" Madalena hardly noticed. Her head was tilted as she counted the buttons on the manager's jacket. Then her eyes swung up to the huge chandelier above with its globes of yellow light. The two guests were shown to their first floor suite, which was as satisfactory as Mrs. Winston had hoped. She was in London, as the doorman had suspected, to launch her stepdaughter of 19 into English society, and at the same time catch an aristocratic title. She had no illusions about herself. She was a mere upstart, the daughter of a grain merchant from Kansas, who had been lucky enough to marry into money. But she nurtured a burning ambition to be related to nobility, and Madalena was her gambling chip. Madalena's father had died 3 years before, and though he had left his widow, Mrs. Winston, comfortable, he had left his lovely daughter a veritable fortune. Mrs. Winston knew only too well that there were many impoverished aristocrats here in England who would espouse a baboon if there was money in the match. And Madalena was no baboon. She had hoped to encounter the odd duke or earl on board the Boston Queen, a smart liner that had carried her and Madalena to England, but had been out of luck. Anyway, a shipboard liaison might not have proved the best start. Better by far for Madalena to meet up with the English aristocracy on their own ground, where their virtues might easily be displayed and their vices disguised. Madalena had no inkling of her stepmother's plans. She had agreed to come here to England because she was interested in tracing her English lineage, of which she knew very little. Her father had left his native land when he was just 22 years of age. He had rarely spoken about his background, except to hint that his own mother, Madalena's grandmother, had been related to the aristocracy. Madalena's paternal grandparents had died long ago, and she was hoping that she would be able to locate some relations who were still living. She had no one in America, as her mother had been an orphan. The only family she had that she knew of was Mrs. Winston, and she was not really family at all.